T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa, W289 CB Milwaukee.
You're listening to The Bart Winkler Show
on your home for live and local sports talk. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station. Sports Flash right now.
8 a.m. from the 105.7 FM, The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, the NFL has shortened their 2020 preseason to 2 games, part of a larger plan for players after a virtual offseason program during the coronavirus pandemic. In essence, the league canceled weeks 1 and 4 of their original preseason schedule, also canceling their August 8th Hall of Fame game. Most players will still report to training camp on July 28th, but the first preseason games will not be played until August 20th through the 24th. The second week of preseason is scheduled now for August 27th through the 31st. Some reshuffling of the original preseason schedule for weeks 2 and 3 underway right now, as each team will play one home game and one preseason game on the road. For NFL news, over to the NBA, as teams prepare to depart for Florida in the next week, the league gave teams a 113-page document outlining all the protocols and rules of the bubble. A player who breaks the bubble and leaves campus will be quarantined for at least 10 days. The league also yesterday announced that the league's coaches association will not be forced to sit out of the restart due to age alone. That'll not be enough to prevent a coach from going to the Walt Disney Resort for the restart of the season. Again, individuals at high risk for serious coronavirus complications will not go, but simply being older without any other risk won't put somebody in that category. You can read more about that online at 1057fmthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1057FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Listen live anywhere, download the radio.com app, and favorite The Fan today. Hour number 3 of the Bart Winkler Morning Show up next. Tim Allen in for Bart. We hear from Giannis. We talk Bucks basketball next year on The Fan.
Jovial, caring, wacky, live and local. It's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Hey, that's life. You know, if something happened, and knock on wood, you know, we not able to go all the way, win the whole thing. You know, that's life. You just, you know, get better from it, learn from it, and, you know, come ready again next year, and you know, go at it again. That, you know, that's how life is. Sometimes you want something so bad you don't get it, but at the end of the day, if you really, really put your mind and your focus and everything, only the eventually is gonna happen. So yeah, you gotta be ready for, you know, both scenarios, win or lose.
There's Giannis with his comments, among others, yesterday. Welcome back, Bart Winkler Morning Show. Ryan Horvath, Tim Allen in for Bart. He is bunkered down for the weekend, and we welcome you guys in. If you want to join this conversation, 414-799-1250. You can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. As Giannis, there may not be a more lovable dude in the world of sports than Giannis. And partly it's just because of his nature, his character, but it's also, you know, his philosophy there. And he knows there's going to be some pitfalls there, win or lose, you go back. In essence, that cut right there, it just solidified control what you can control. And then you just let all those chips fall. And that's what creates your own landscape. And that's what he's headed for when the NBA season resumes here on the 31st of this month. But I think there's extenuating circumstances. I don't want to say there's a built-in excuse, but I'm going to hang my... We all knew that the Bucks were going to have a deep run, if not an appearance minimum, in the NBA Championship Series. I mean, we all kind of knew that, right, coming in, and then they proved it to us winning... What was the winning streak at earlier this year? 17? 16? 18? Whatever it was. 53-12, Mark. They should be one of the last men standing. They should be, regardless of whether this resumption of the season and the playoffs is in Orlando or on the moon. They should be a deep run again. Baseball, you can't say the same thing about baseball. Football is sort of the jury's out on that right now. Baseball, you can't say that. It's just a weird, wild, the difference is so huge, it's a third of a season. Basketball, the talent should prevail, and the Bucks have it right there. It's just incredible. They're an extremely good basketball team.
Yeah, they are. They're a really good basketball team. And, I mean, I was talking about it. I feel like for some reason the Bucks still get underrated, which really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because if you look at it, like, right, they're 53-12. All right, but if you look at what they do, especially on the defensive side of the ball, like, they don't take plays off defensively either. I looked at this up, and they've beaten opponents this year by an average of 11.3 points per game. That's the fifth largest average margin ever of victory in NBA history. The four teams ahead of them, 72 Lakers, 71 Bucks with Kareem, the 96 Bulls, who went 72-10 with MJ and Pippen, and then the 2017 Warriors. All those teams won titles, and the Bucks are beating teams nearly 12 points per game. So now, I think that this is their best chance to win a championship, and I think that they will do it. The Lakers scare me a little bit just because they have LeBron, and we know he's going to get every single call.
Well, and they should scare you, because, I mean, that's what championships follow that dude around. That's just the reality of it. I'm more nervous about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. I mean,
I am.
You should be after last year.
He just manhandled the Bucks. He did, both on the court and with his leadership. It was blatant that he just took over. I can tell you one thing: if the Bucks do face the Clippers in the finals,
yeah,
I believe that I would do everything in my power to make sure if I lost that series, it was not because of Kawhi.
Oh, I know.
I mean, let the other dudes do it. Let Davis, let whoever you want to do it, but it won't be that guy again.
Well, I mean, everybody's afraid of Kawhi. LeBron James is afraid of Kawhi. There's a highlight when Kawhi was in San Antonio. He checks back into a game. LeBron sees him coming in, and he's just like, he says a swear word because he's like, man, guy does it on both ends of the floor. He's one of the better perimeter defenders in the NBA. I think that for some reason, we underrate Kawhi. Last year, we did a topic.
Yep.
And I said that I would take Kawhi over Steph Curry, and I got crushed by everybody. 2 weeks later, everybody was calling in like, damn it, Horvat, you were right. Kawhi's the best player on the planet. I mean,
when people talk about Van Vliet or Green or whoever
it's
Kawhi. That series, it was Kawhi.
Yeah.
Yeah. 799-1250, if you want to jump in here as we're talking NBA hoops, and they're back in Disney. The 31st is going to open things up as the Bucks go after their title. Their championship season here resumes on the 31st. And again, you know, the fear would be in the back of your mind. We're hopeful that it's going to start and finish with a Bucks championship. But the fear is that there's a little spread within a particular team. We all know how this thing works, and then there's quarantine, there's safety protocols, and you know, it could easily snowball, I guess. You could say, some could argue that it could easily snowball, but are the fail-safes put into place to not just wash out the entire season once it goes back to play here? KJ, you're on with Ryan and Tim. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Hey, what's going on, Tim? Hello, my brother.
Can't wait to get back to talking some Brewers baseball. I can say that.
Yeah, I'm sure you're frothing at the bit at this point. As far as the NBA tournament that's coming up, I'm not going to pencil in the Bucks yet. They had the best team going into all this stuff, I thought. They had the momentum. They had the home court advantage. They had all these things going in their favor. Now it's totally different. I mean, this is going to be a whole different experience that we probably never, ever will see again, Tim, in terms of the way this is played, the way that teams are going to be able to I think the team that puts the chemistry back together the quickest, and they have the shooters that can do it. It's going to come down to that. Let's face it. A couple of years ago, we thought the Bucks were the best team. They were going to the finals and maybe even win it all, right? And then they faced the Toronto Raptors, who were on fire. I mean, they had guys who were making shots that probably never made shots in their whole lifetime. Fred VanVleet and, all mm-hmm. those guys were making incredible shots against the Bucks. The Bucks were up three games in that series. And all of a sudden, boom. That everything changed. Well, it's a whole different slate right now with this NBA season restarting because nobody knows what to expect right now.
Well, KJ, is it bringing down the better talented teams, or is it bringing up the lesser talented teams?
In what respect? I don't understand exactly.
I mean, does the mighty just get down into the pool, or is it because other teams are getting healthier, other teams feel they have a chance here because it's on a neutral playing site? I mean, is it the better teams getting worse, or is it the worse teams getting better?
That remains to be seen. That's basically what we're going to find out, Tim. We're not sure what to really expect out of this.
But don't we default to the talent, though? Should we, at least to start with?
Yeah, the cream is going to definitely rise to the top. But as I was mentioning earlier on Ryan's pregame show, I think there's going to be some surprises in this tournament, Tim. I think there's going to be a couple of teams that are going to emerge and give some of the higher echelon teams some problems, basically because they've had time to get healthy. Everybody's been healthy. Yes, the Bucks are healthy as well. Giannis isn't beat up and physically manhandled inside like he has been in the last couple of years. But coaching is going to be huge. And there's some pretty decent coaches out there. We know Miami has a good coach. We know Toronto has a good coach. And I think during this time that they've been off, they've been game planning for what they're going to try and do, on a basis.
True.
When they face a team like the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm not saying it's going to work, but they're certainly going to try the model of maybe what Toronto did a couple of years ago, and see if that works. You know what I mean? A team like Miami, who has been a nemesis in this last season, Tim, to the Bucks defensively and offensively as well. So.
One of those games, I'll say this, one of those games was some really bad officiating in one of those Miami games, because that was flop fest in one of those games. I remember that game. That was ridiculous. So, I don't know. But you're right. Miami has stepped up and played the Bucks well. No, I get you.
Tim, I expect there to be horrible officiating in this deal. I really do. I mean,
who's the dude from Chicago? Mark, I forget his name. Horvat, help me out here. The one guy that just hates the Bucks. I'm convinced of it. The one referee. I think his first name is Mark. It's not coming to me. But I don't know. I just figured you might know.
Mark Davis?
Davis, that's it. That's the bingo. That's the guy. I'm convinced that Tim Donaghy's got nothing on this guy.
Yeah, Hugh Howland's an all-time terrible referee. There's some bad ones, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, KJ, thanks for the call, man. It's always a pleasure. 799-1250. Hey, we are going to talk some baseball and their portion of this truncated season, if you will. Restart, if you will. Call it what you want. Bruce Levine will join us. Longtime Chicago baseball beat. He's on the Score in Chicago and a good friend of ours. He will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. As always, you guys are welcome. 799-1250. Baseball, basketball, they're the first to be back of the big three. Football, training camp's going to start right in the middle there. They have eliminated, if you haven't heard, they've eliminated two of the four preseason games for the NFL.
I'm pissed.
They've already canceled that Hall of Fame game. Yeah, any time you lose a game, whether it's preseason or not in the NFL, it's not such a great thing.
You know, usually I'm like all for cutting the preseason, Tim, but this year I would actually argue I would want a fifth or sixth preseason game because the product's going to be so sloppy. Rookies don't even know their teammates yet. I mean, these guys haven't been on the field together. So I just, I'm starting to get nervous, man.
That's going to be a wild one as well. So a lot of moving parts here. We're in the month that sports returns. At least we can say that, and we'll talk baseball next here on The Fan.
The Big N of Bill Michaels here, and you're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Bill Michaels Show coming up this morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station. The Big Interview Michaels here. If you're looking for a great getaway destination where you can socially distance naturally, well, here are two of them. The Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. Avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or a secluded, fun island spot with lots to do, plus casual and fine dining all within an easy one-tank trip. And the best part, it's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin has a large indoor pool, 9-hole executive golf course, and easy access to miles of ATV trails. It's surrounded by water for great fishing, kayaking, and boating. The Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, that's next to the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's plenty to do off the course as well. Whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, and so much more. Right now, you buy 3 nights in July, you get 2 nights free at either resort. Visit PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com and look for the season of savings rate when you're booking your summer getaway right now. Hurry! It's an unbelievable offer, but it ends July 31st.
Here's a few great grilling tips from the folks at Scholze Family Beef to help you prepare a mouthwatering, delicious meal every time. Use natural hardwood charcoal instead of briquettes. And make sure to use a chimney starter instead of lighter fluid to start the fire. They're available at almost every hardware store. And if you're using a gas grill, make sure to preheat the grill before placing the meat on the grill. Knowing how your beef is raised is also very important. Always go for choice or prime beef. And if you're new to grilling, best to use a thermometer. And then after several years of experience, you're going to be able to tell by touch and look. So remember, your grill deserves the very best meat. So the next time you think of great beef, think of Scholze Family Beef. High-quality, pasture-raised beef from the Wisconsin family farm to your family table. And it's shipped right to your doorstep. It's packed in dry ice, and it comes in just a couple of days. So place your order at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-Z-E FamilyBeef.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-Z-E FamilyBeef.com.
Are you looking for even more distance at home? Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank, and finding your own personal getaway is critical in our new reality. Maybe it's outdoor work like a deck or a fire pit, or a basement for binge watching. Whether it's an update or an addition, a Great Midwest Bank renovation refi may be just the ticket to making your home more livable. Find an experienced GMB loan officer and our mobile mortgage application at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing renovation lender.
Breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference Podcast Series. Go listen at radio.com/Dell.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Hey, this is Sherry Wagner Allen with Gene Wagner Plumbing. Scott and I want to thank all of our customers throughout the years. And after 50 years in business, there's a lot of you to thank. Gene Wagner Plumbing has really evolved over the years, but continues to be a family-run company. So whether you have basic plumbing needs or looking to remodel your kitchen or bath, give Gene Wagner Plumbing a call. 414-541-9217. That's 414-541-9217. Or go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Coming up this afternoon at 2 on the Wendy's Big Show, we'll check in with Mark Menard from WWL in New Orleans to preview the Pelicans heading for the bubble at 2:48. And then at 3:48, Coach Jerry DiNardo talks about the Big Ten All-Decade team. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh today at 2, only on The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. It is the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Tim Allen in for Bart. There's Ryan Horvath, the mainstay here at The Fan, as we're talking some baseball with Bruce Levine in just a couple of minutes, so stick around for that. As not only basketball getting underway, but baseball as well. And the Brewers, here's the thing, and those of you that aren't aware of it, I've been doing Brewers postgame for a million years. Here's what I want to get into. And I know this is a summer camps about spring training two, whatever you want to call it. I know this could change, and people will start to recognize your players that you're watching on TV, in this case, listening on the radio. Certainly not being at Miller Park as of yet. You won't be able to get there. I do believe you will be sometime within the month of August or September. So just next month. Or the month after, I truly believe that you'll be able to go to Miller Park to watch Brewers baseball. But I just want to talk about, like, okay, here's the pitchers that we need to lean on for the championship season: Brett Anderson, Ray Black, Corbin Burns, Alex Claudio, Josh Hader, Adrian Hauser, Corey Knebel, Eric Lauer, Josh Lindblom, Freddie Peralta, David Phelps, Brent Suter, Devin Williams, Brandon Woodruff. I want to talk about the catchers that are going to help the Brewers win the title: Omar Navarez and Manny Pena against the lefties. I want to talk about the infielders: Orlando, Jed Jericho, Keston Hira, Brock Holt, Justin Smoke, Eric Sogard, Luis Urias. How about the outfielders? Brawny, Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, Avisail Garcia, Ben Gamel. That's what I want to talk about. Get into the details. I literally believe that this team will enter the playoffs, regardless of Corona or not, regardless of 60-game or 162 games. I felt that this team was a playoff team again. I did. I know there's no Moustakas. I know there's no Yasmani Grandal. I get that. But for the first time in franchise history, they had an opportunity here, and still do, to make the playoffs for three consecutive years. Organization's been around for 50 years, Horvath. You haven't made the playoffs 3 years in a row? You've had some good teams, but somehow you've falling short a little bit. How about Shelby Miller? Does he make an impact on the 2020 championship season? Logan Morrison. I mean, there's another guy. Does he have an impact here?
God, I hope so. I love Logan Morrison.
He's a good dude. I interviewed him just a few months ago, and I've read a lot of sketchy stuff about him in terms of the friendly nature.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case with me. Seems like really, really good guy.
I've never met anybody, Tim, that was a jerk to me. Like, we hear about these guys and they're jerks. I don't know. I've never... You know what? Actually, I'll take that back. Ty Montgomery, remember him from the Packers? I asked him a question one time. He hated it. He was kind of a jerk. I thought he was going to be, like, the nicest guy ever from Stanford. Always seemed to be a nice guy, but, like, I don't know. There's something with him. But everybody else, yeah. I was really nervous to try to talk to Ryan Braun. I always thought that Braun might be a jerk. And like, you know, they tell you never meet your heroes because you'll be disappointed. I did try to get an autograph from Michael Jordan when I was a kid, and his handler told me $100, and Jordan wouldn't even look at me. But I've never had a bad experience. Have you? You don't got to answer that.
Couple of things here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think it's been Jeff Suppan.
Okay.
Comes to mind. Was one. I think Lucroy had a little issue with me the one time, because I don't know. I asked him a question about a contract negotiation.
You didn't like that too much?
No, because the word wasn't out is that they did negotiate a contract. And then I saw him like a few days later in the clubhouse, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and I say, hey, you know, sorry about that the other day. I just didn't know. I assumed he was just going to say no. That's what I assumed. But he actually, well, if I got to be honest about it, yes, there was some offers and some negotiations. Said, sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up to cause any trouble. And he goes, well, it did.
Jeez, really?
And I'm like, oh, gee. Thanks, Luke. I was a big fan of yours. I don't have to like the Brewer player. I like the uniform. In fact, I love the uniform. By the way, when I mentioned Moustakas and Grandal, that seems like a million years ago that they were Brewers, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Like, I like this exercise we're doing because now I'm realizing who's on the team and who isn't at this point. Yeah,
right. And you it seems like Moustakas and Grandal were members of the Brewers like 5 years ago. That's just not the case. David Stearns, over the offseason, here's what he had to say. The goal of the offseason, especially when it became clear that we were going to be unable to bring back Moustakas and Grandal, was to incrementally upgrade around our roster to complement what we believe is a very strong Major League core. We believe the moves we've made, and there has been a flurry, is going to be an effort to accomplish a goal. Once Moose and Yaz exited, we turned our focus to our team and our roster, and that's what they did to bring in a Logan Morrison, a Justin Smoke, a Jed Jerko, some of these guys to bring in, to wrap around the foundation of Keston Hira, to go out and get Omar Nevarez. They had a huge hole in the catcher spot. These are the types of conversations that I cannot wait to have with you guys. It's these types of conversations. David Phelps to bring in as a right-hander, as an experienced veteran dude. Corey Knebel, the bonus here is, looks like he's going to be healthy. Luis Urias, who I love this kid at shortstop. I really do. Healthy. He was not going to break camp in March with the team. He was not going to head north. I mean, there was a wrist injury or a hand injury. So let's talk a little bit bigger picture about Major League Baseball. Summer camp is ready to hit some of these ballparks, and it's a strange situation. We'll talk with Bruce Levine, longtime baseball beat, works for The Score in Chicago and a good friend of ours. We will talk to him next after a news update and a break here. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Ryan Horvath, Tim Allen in for the Bunkered Bart here on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New numbers from the government show reopenings led to big job gains last month. Employers added 4.8 million positions. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
That is much more than most expected. We thought maybe 3 million. That really lends credence to the fact that the labor market likely bottomed out in April. Job gains in May, job gains in June.
Another 1.4 million people filed for unemployment. Futures markets are up. The Dow is ahead more than 400 points right now. S&P up 40 plus. Reopenings have also fueled a new coronavirus high in the U.S., and the country's top infectious disease doctor is issuing a warning. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the BBC.
What we've seen over the last several days is a spike in cases that are well beyond the worst spikes that we've seen. That is not good news.
There are more than 50,000 new cases, the most since the pandemic began. Almost 10,000 are in California. CBS's Chris Martinez from L.A.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a three-week ban on bars, indoor restaurant dining, and other activities in 19 counties, including Los Angeles.
The bottom line is the spread of this virus continues at a rate that is particularly concerning.
Beaches in Florida's Miami-Dade County are being shut for the 4th of July weekend under orders from the mayor, while the governor is not closing them across the state.
By and large, the virus does not like sunshine, heat, and humidity.
At least 38 states report a daily rise in cases. Health officials near New York City are trying to track down about 100 young people who attended a party hosted by someone later diagnosed with COVID-19. 8 guests have tested positive. Rockland District Attorney Ed Day says no one will name names, so they've issued subpoenas.
I will not allow to have the health of our county compromised because of ignorance, stupidity, or obstinance.
Correspondent Cammie McCormick says there will be new policies at rental homes.
Airbnb has announced it will reduce the number of unauthorized house parties, something it says has always been a priority. Now it says it's stepping up its regulations. That will include restricting anyone under the age of 25 from booking a house in their local area. It's already put these restrictions in place in Canada, where it says it's shown success.
Vladimir Putin's going to be president of Russia for another 16 years. Elections officials say 78% want him to stay. Reporter Alec Loon in Moscow says they may have had some incentive.
Some electoral officials were filmed giving money to voters, while others held raffles for cars and apartments.
This is CBS News.
Giannis, Yelich, Rodgers. The MVPs are back in action this month, and we'll be talking about them on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
The Big Interview Michaels here. If you're looking for a great getaway destination where you can socially distance naturally, well, here are two of them. The Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. Avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or a secluded, fun island spot with lots to do, plus casual and fine dining all within an easy one-tank trip. And the best part, it's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin has a large indoor pool, 9-hole executive golf course, and easy access to miles of ATV trails. It's surrounded by water for great fishing, kayaking, and boating. The Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, that's next to the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's plenty to do off the course as well. Whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, and so much more. Right now, you buy 3 nights in July, you get 2 nights free at either resort. Visit PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com and look for the Season of Savings rate when you're booking your summer getaway right now. Hurry, it's an unbelievable offer, but it ends July 31st.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Create exciting outdoor living space with Menards' great selection of concrete landscape block. Whether it's flawless landscaping, a spacious patio, or a sturdy retaining wall, there's no limit to what you can create. Right now, all concrete landscape block is 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through July 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Awesome. The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
On the next Bill Michaels show, Giannis says this is going to be the toughest championship ever to win. Do you agree? We'll get into that discussion and talk about the return of baseball. And our first look around the National League Central. That's the Bill Michaels show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
And welcome back. It is the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Tim Allen, Ryan Horvath filling in. Hopefully you're having a good day. Right here, AM 1250, 105.7 FM, The Fan. As sports are going to return, at least two of the big three later on this month. The NBA down in the bubble in Florida on the 31st. And the Nationals and Yankees fire things up on the 23rd. An inside source tells me maybe Brewers-Cubs on the 24th. Now, that's... not very different than what was going to happen. Brewers and Cubs were going to open up the 2020 campaign anyway, so looking forward to that. A 60-game sprint, and a lot of people are saying, well, it's not a sprint. I call it a sprint when you compare it to 162 games. Let's talk some baseball with Bruce Levine, longtime baseball beat in Chicago on The Score. AM 670, and our good friend, he joins us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning. Yeah, ready for some baseball, even if it is the summer training camps. We are interested, wanting to know what that optic looks like coming forward here starting tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you look at, and you've been to these complexes both in Florida and Arizona, and you see these wide expanses of practice fields and cages and, you know, mounds, three, four of them in a row. It's a lot different now when you're dealing with just the one facility. That's got to be a huge undertaking for the organizations.
Well, Bart, you know, a lot of the teams are, you know, having their groundskeepers change the ballpark's look. So, for instance, the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field will have two bullpens down the left and right field line that were temporarily built by Roger Bosser, the famed man who has been taking care of their grounds for 50 years now. And the idea that you have bullpens in the bullpen areas, you have new mounds on left and right field side. You have people staggered in the areas so that they're not grouped together. You have reporting times during the day that might be two or three different groups coming in over an 8 or 10 hour day. It sounds like an exhaustive, practice for teams to be able to keep everybody socially distanced, healthy, and be able to be competitive when this 3 weeks of training is up.
And you have to assume that the safety protocols that are put into place here, Bruce, are something that the players are confident with. And so far, we haven't seen a mass exodus of players opting out. There's been a smattering of a handful here and there, but none of the, I'm surprised by, does this surprise you that a lot of the players that are financially set aren't just saying, you know, it's 60 games, I'm going to go back at it next year?
Well, you know, the competitive nature part of players is that, there's a season you play. I mean, you're the master of the sport. You are among the elite 1,800 people in the world that play Major League Baseball. Or professional baseball at the highest level for these expanded 60-man rosters. And the reality is you give up a year. The average baseball career is 4 years once you've made it to the major league. So these are precious moments. It's not like, us in radio who have, 20, 30, 40 years in the thing and say, hey, you know, sit aside for a month or two and come back. There's nothing to come back to for some of these guys. People like Ryan Braun, you know, entering his final years of his career. These are important, precious moments for him.
Well, I do have to say, Bruce, it's Tim in for Bart today.
I'm sorry, Tim.
No, you're all right.
You do a really good impression of Bart, though.
Okay. Well, I'm not right. Talking. I won't even go there. I was about to be political, and I shouldn't go there.
That's okay.
Your hats off to your guys there on The Score. I was riveted with the interview with the Cubs pitching coach the other day, Tommy Hoddle, and it was well done by your guys there, Molly and Haw. But I just wonder. If they're going to use some of that information around the league, just to give a little example of, you know, what probably is going to happen, there's probably going to be some cases. You involve this many people around one facility. It's probably going to happen, but good stuff from the broadcasters down there.
Yeah, it was a great interview by Mully and Haw on our station. And Tommy Hoddle is a terrific individual, let alone a very good young pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs. And it was quite an emotional experience for him on that show. And then afterwards, he talked to the beat people. and actually got very emotional. I had to stop at one point because of being overwhelmed, talking about being actually imprisoned in his own home in a bedroom and in a bathroom away from his children and wife for 30 days so they wouldn't contract the illness. Talked about the battles that he had and the physical and emotional battles he had while he was battling this thing to get a negative test, and it took 30 days. So I think we'll hear more things like that. Hopefully it'll be few and far between that they will have this thing controlled. But the inevitability of other players and personnel around baseball contracting the disease is obvious. And the thing that I found most interesting is Major League Baseball let us know last night that if somebody does go on the COVID IL, we will not know about it, and that we will have to speculate about whether someone is on the that IL or not, which is pretty dangerous because unless the individual waives his HIPAA rights and allows you to know transparently that he is sick with the disease, Major League Baseball will not report it.
One of the things that I'm really interested in, years ago, Bruce, Nightingale had an article in USA Today, and it it alluded to the chemistry of a baseball team. And I always oftentimes refer to this article, and I'm a big proponent of that, and so is Craig Counsell. The chemistry on a baseball team does equate to winning. It does. And he, you know, cited a lot of examples of that. But it's becoming more and more apparent to me that a happier team, a connected team, a team that's out there playing, you know, for each other instead of with each other means a ton. And the reason I bring this up is because the arch rival Chicago Cubs in these parts, David Ross is kind of that guy. We saw the rally cry a few years ago and, you know, Grandpa was doing his thing and they were having a blast here. I wonder how with social distancing, with no fans, with no celebrations of touching and you know, dog piling and things like that, how that's going to equate here in this type of season.
It's a real good question, Tim, because, you know, part of the sports experience in baseball as well is the celebration and the connectivity. You know, we laugh growing up and watching baseball over the years about coaches and managers, you know, patting guys on the back or on the rear end after they've come off the mound or in the dugout. Things that you wouldn't normally do in public, right? But because baseball is so much connectivity and so much closeness with guys that are around each other for 200 days a year, that it's a very serious family situation. It is a brotherhood. It is family at its highest level because you spend 200 days a year with these people. So getting along, not getting along, and then, as you say, the chemistry is so essential to success, especially in this day of you know, the athlete being a much more sensitive individual, demanding more information, wanting to know why. You know, millennials need to know exactly why a decision's made and why it's impacting them. It's not right or wrong. It's just the reality of this generation. And that takes an awful lot of more from organizations, managers, and coaches to be able to explain their theories and explain why they do something to the satisfaction of the individuals that play the sports.
Bruce Levine in Chicago, a longtime baseball beat. One of the pleasurable things about baseball, Tom Glavine just made some comments that, you know, with a 60-game season here, it got him thinking that, you know, maybe there are too many games in the game of baseball. 162, he wants it bumped down to 154, and a lot of people would think, well, it's only 8 games, but it does make a little bit of a difference here. Bruce, I've always said that one of the things is the constant in baseball, to coin a phrase a little bit, is that you can compare a guy that played 40 years ago with a guy that played now. I think there are some comparables that you can put to, you know, a Mickey Mantle and a Christian Yelich, because you have roughly the same amount of games there. I love that part of it. At what point do we have to start taking a look at maybe the tradition of baseball because society has changed?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think, you know, maybe a 140-game season would be more realistic for attention span purposes for people. You know, teams automatically having Mondays and Thursdays off, maybe being able to go back to four-man rotations like they had previous to the 70s and 80s. So from that perspective, yeah, if they can economically find it feasible. And again, you know, Tim, you look at the Chicago Cubs who max out at about $3 million per game for their games at home. How do you make up for those, you know, 22 games if you play the 140-game schedule times three? Where do you find the, you know, the $70 million that you are used to getting and also helping pay salaries with? So from all of that, it's going to be a hard equation to go down to that many. But I think your point is well taken about attention span and the people that we've evolved into, you know, the durability of, you know, guys like Pete Rose and Nolan Ryan played 25, 27 years. It's just incredible. I mean, if you think about it, you know, a catcher like Carlton Fisk playing, you know, 25 years, it's just incredible. And that's what makes the sport so alluring to people like you and I, you know, the fact that it is this grueling test of your durability and to be able to be successful at what you do for all those years. I think that's what separates baseball from football and basketball. Yeah, we do celebrate the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars that played 15 years and, you know, the people in football that had careers like Brady, which is unbelievable. But with baseball, you know, playing the 162-game schedule for 20 years and being successful at it is just, it's an incredible feat that I think we take for granted.
It really is something else. I mean, those George Brett's and Robin Yount's, there's just almost a thing of the past here. Although the game is getting younger in terms of the players, maybe that will then, you know, offset and there'll be some more longevity here. Final thing for you, Bruce. How do we predict, you know, I was looking at the odds here. You know, 30.5 game win totals, 31.5. You're going to play 40 games in division, 20 outside in the opposite league. But, I mean, can we project anything in a 60-gamer? Because, quite frankly, I'm afraid of the upstart Miami Marlins. I mean, who knows? Well, I mean, I'm just using them as an example. But 60 games, people are saying that you shouldn't sprint. I say, you got to sprint here. How do we project this NL Central?
I don't know how you do it, honestly, because, you know, the odds makers are usually pretty smart, and they're all predicting everybody to be around 500, right? So from that perspective, you know, that's Memorial Day for normal seasons, right? You know, April and May, and Memorial Day is the first post that we look at in the baseball season. You know, the All-Star game next, and then, you know, serious part of the real serious part of the year is that last month of the season after Labor Day. So now we're only going to have that just beginning of a year type feeling from April and May normally, and that'll be, you know, August and September. I don't know. I mean, all I can tell you is, you know, and I'm sure you've talked about this, the Washington Nationals were 19-31 after 50 games last year, and the biggest joke and the biggest disappointment in baseball, and they turned it around in the long seasons being the best team in baseball and a great story and the world champion. You're not going to be able to see that. So when you say the Miami Marlins, you know, anything could happen in the short season, and especially with pitching staffs expanded for the first 2 weeks and 4 weeks, and the ability to use openers and use your starter for only two or three innings, having, you know, bigger bullpens. Anything can happen. As we know, your manager uses a bullpen as good or better than any manager that I can think of since Whitey Herzog back in the day in the 80s when he was winning pennants in a World Series. So Craig Counsell's creativity with extra pitching should be fun to watch for Brewer fans.
Yeah, I think fans should get used to the term split start or six-man rotation. I mean, those are terms that some teams are going to utilize. I mean, that's just the landscape this year. It's I can't wait, man. It's about three weeks away, Bruce.
Tim, what if the very creative, as we know, Joe Maddon decides to use Ohtani as an opener, instead of a full-time starter going more, he might be an opener and he plays in the field every day. That'll be a fascinating story to watch there, how that particular dynamic works out with him being healthy again to be able to pitch and play in the field. So a lot of storylines to watch, and it'll be fun. Hopefully everybody stays healthy and we get through a entire championship season and a playoff year.
No doubt. Bruce, always a pleasure, man. I look forward to talking again, guaranteed.
All right, Tim. Thank you very much.
There he is, Bruce Levine in Chicago, longtime baseball beat and a traditionalist, although not unwilling to change and entertain some ideas to change the game of baseball. He joined us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Yeah, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline has your passion outgrown your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We sort of ignored a little bit of football, and we'll touch on that next here. Bart Winkler, Morning Show. Tim Allen, Ryan Horvath in for Bart today on The Fan.
The Big N of Bill Michaels here, and you're listening to the Bart Winkler Morning Show right here on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Bill Michaels Show coming up this morning starting at 10. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you've been around for over 50 years and have been doing things the right way, there comes a time when you need to add to the team. Gene Wagner Plumbing is looking for an experienced plumber to join their team. An opportunity like this does not come around very often. Go work for a leader in the industry that treats their employees like their customers, always with dignity and respect. Is it time to go to work with a team you can be proud of? That's Gene Wagner Plumbing. Call 414-541-9217 for more details. That's 414-541-9217.
You can go a long way with a smile, but you go a lot further with a roast and a smile.
Okay, maybe that's not what Al Capone really said, but when you taste the Al Capone roast from Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha, you'll feel like a big shot. The Al Capone roast, a Robert's Specialty Meats trademark food item.
How can you go wrong, see, with boneless pork loin, beef tenderloin, bulk Italian sausage, provolone cheese, smoked ham, hard salami, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and mozzarella cheese all rolled into one flavorful feast. Bada bing!
Robert's Specialty Meats, a true family business delivering a wide variety of custom-cut, high-quality meats, deli meats, and cheeses from around the world. Party platters for any size event, and the notorious Al Capone roast.
Bake at 325 for 30 minutes a pound. That's all there is to it.
Robert's Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. Sunset and East Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
The winner of Adweek's Creative Podcast of the Year returns.
Film is a hobby, not a career.
I know, Dad.
Blockbuster, the story of James Cameron.
James Cameron.
What, me? No.
A movie for your ears.
This isn't what I envisioned.
This is my profession.
It's my movie.
Jim, this line.
Huh?
It should be more like a machine. I will be back.
About the world's most ambitious filmmaker.
Leo, just say, I'm the king of the world.
What? Why would I yell that?
Whoa, we're still dropping.
I got it, Jim.
Jesus. We're gonna crash. Holy, talk to me.
I got it, Jim.
You don't got it.
I got it.
What do we do?
It has to be perfect.
Blockbuster. Listen now on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball and basketball are back this month. Don't forget that The Fan is your home for the best postgame shows in the city. Tim Allen after the Brewers and Sparky after the Bucks on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Bart Winkler Morning Show. That's what they call it here on AM 1250, 105.7 FM. The Fan, Ryan Horvath, Tim Allen in for Bart. He is bunkered down for, well, longtime listeners of Bart. You know exactly why he's bunkered down. Let's see here. The NFL. We'll get to just some preseason news that just broke yesterday. But I don't know if you caught this, Ryan, from Fox News. Brett Favre was the best teammate throughout sports, our own Leroy Butler says.
Saw that on TMZ, too. You know, Leroy, man, he's on TMZ more than the Kardashian chicks these days. So shout out to Leroy. I saw that, though. Brett Favre, best teammate ever. Great.
Former Green Bay Packer Leroy Butler praised his ex-teammate Brett Favre in a video on Sunday, calling the Hall of Fame quarterbacks one of the best with whom he's ever played. Favre and Butler were teammates from 1992 to 2001 when the safety retired from the NFL. He told TMZ Sports that Favre was one of the best teammates he's ever had. He was the best teammate, in my opinion, ever, and probably in all of sports, Butler said, because nothing bothered him.
Than Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, though?
Especially not color, Leroy said. A guy's religion or sexuality didn't play a part or anything like that. We had a teammate, Ezra Tuaolo, who was openly gay. We loved Ezra. It didn't matter what you were. We saw one color, and that was green and gold. That's pretty much Brett Favre. And that's the reason why this state and all of his teammates love him. Favre did respond, by the way, to Leroy's comments and got a little emotional.
Really?
I love Leroy. We had something special here. We had chemistry, and it wasn't about black and white. We laughed. We had fun together. We fought together. We cried together. We lost together. And obviously won a Super Bowl together. That's pretty cool from Leroy Butler.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and the NFL did announce that instead of four preseason games, there's been a lot of conversation on Sports Talk Radio about the four preseason games with the NFL. Do you start your starters? Do you rest your starters? Does he play a quarter? Does he play a drive? Do you risk an injury to Aaron Rodgers? And it's been on and on and on and on. Well, this year, because of obvious reasons, the NFL has determined that four games is too much. They canceled the Hall of Fame game, Pittsburgh and Dallas. That is off the table. That was going to be played, what, August 8th?
Yeah.
And now the four games is down to two games, and a lot of people like that. Now the owners don't like not getting the gate on that or concessions, but the NFL has determined that weeks 1 and 4 of the preseason will be eliminated. They will go ahead with the regularly scheduled games 2 and 3. So what does that mean for the Pack, Ryan?
So for the Packers, the new schedule would most likely be August 22nd, where they would host the Browns. So you get to see Baker Mayfield and the Browns August 22nd. And then they would be back in action August 29th. They would travel to New York, where they would take on the Giants. So you'd get the Browns and the Giants now. And that's most likely the future of the preseason right there, Tim. Probably two games, because when they go into the 17-game schedule, they were already looking to eliminate some preseason games. It just comes back to money. How much money could you get at the gate? You could get more money in the regular season with that week. I guess it'd be 18 with the 17-game schedule. So I think this is the future now, man.
Yeah, no. Are they including the 17-game schedule this year?
No, that would be next year. Would be the first
right.
year.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's confusing. No, this year would be the expanded playoff. So, like last year, the Packers got a bye week, obviously, and they played the Seahawks at home. This year, they would not have had the bye week. They would have only one team would have had the bye week in the NFC, and that would have been the Niners. And so, the Packers would have actually played a home playoff game against the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so expanded postseason this year, expanded regular season, most likely next year, 2021.
But I love the 17-game schedule, 18-week season, but a 17-game schedule. Mm-hmm. I love that. Who wouldn't?
More football.
I mean, some of the players, I guess some of the veterans that are stacked with money, I guess they probably would be against that a little bit. But most of the players, I would assume, all the fans would all be into that. And the expanded playoffs, it's interesting. The NFL not afraid to make some innovative changes. Much like I was talking to Bruce Levine a couple of minutes ago, Ryan, the thing about football is that generational comparisons. So is it fair to compare Patrick Mahomes to Bart Starr?
No, I don't think so.
It's not. No, it's not. Because back then, some of these teams were playing, many years ago, 12 games, then to 14 before it got to 16.
Right. Exactly, man. Exactly. I don't even like comparing, imagine if Dan Marino played in today's NFL. I mean, just with the way that the game is officiated, the way that things are changed. Imagine different wide receivers, though. I mean, now you can't even breathe on these receivers. Whereas back in the day, you'd get the 5-yard chuck. They'd be holding these guys down. I have a hard time comparing generations.
Funny how they got rid of the instant replay challenge on pass interference. Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
That's crazy how that works. All right, Ryan, you take it easy. Have a good rest of the show, and I'll see everybody tomorrow afternoon on the Wendy's Big Show as the boys are off tomorrow. We'll talk some more baseball, certainly some football, a lot on the docket for tomorrow. But stick around. Ryan Horvath will be next here on the Bart Winkler Morning Show on The Fan.
Hey guys, it's Bart Winkler. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Make sure to check out the Bart Winkler Show, weekday mornings starting at 6. Your home for real Wisconsin sports fans, a radio.com sports station.
When it comes to remodeling, everyone has advice about who you should hire. But who can you trust?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.